Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt on this Monday morning. And a guy who breaks all the news, the entertainment news, that's for sure. Sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. It's Dean Richards.
I was talking on my show yesterday about this rock radio thing you're going to host.
Oh, I'm so excited.
John Landecker and Tommy Edwards.
Yeah.
A bunch of DJs from the 60s and 70s. It's going to be fun.
It is going to be totally fun. I listened to John Records Landecker and Bob Surratt. I knew every song to, every word to every song that was played on Super CFL and WLS back then. I mean, I grew up listening to all that. If I hear Horse with No Name one more time.
I'm telling you. Life is a rock, but radio. What was it? Life is a rock, but
radio rolled me.
Rolled me, yeah.
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 I'm excited. This should be a lot of fun.
It'd be fun. Well, when you host the soft rock symposium.
No, you're hosting that.
I want to be in the light rock.
The
smooth jazz symposium.
Turn it on.
I'm there for that. Talk about how I slept during most of those 3 years.
A lot of Kenny G being played.
Have you ever heard my Kenny G theory?
No.
I'm convinced that he one time recorded a one-hour song, and every few years they released 3 more minutes of it.
I'd agree. And Chuck Mangione as well.
Mangione. Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were the days. But that'll be fun. That's when? In August?
Yeah, in a couple weeks. August 14th, I believe.
Yeah, that the Displays
Sunday.
Theater.
Yeah.
Be fun.
So, big news, you broke it with Perry Farrell. I liked seeing the little Perry Farrell, Lori Lightfoot duo that was up on stage. Boy, she was rocking, wasn't she?
Well, you know, she had the politicians should not go on stage.
I agree.
Like that. Nothing good ever comes of anything like that. Nothing against Lori Lightfoot.
It's no.
Any politician at any rally, at any concert, they're going to get booed. I mean, it's not going to go well, but they wanted to make it official that the city had officially renewed the contract with Lollapalooza for 10 more years. As we reported exclusively to you last week with our interview with Perry Farrell, the founder of Lollapalooza, they made it official last night. The new deal will give the Park District between 5% and 20% of Lollapalooza revenue from admission, sponsorships, merchandising, streaming revenue, and licensing sales. That should be about $2 million for a full 4-day festival. In addition to that, Lollapalooza also gives $2.2 million to Chicago Public Schools, as well as additional money for the Park District for repair and renovation. I mean, once they, take everything down, they're going to fix everything that got trampled over the weekend. They always do that. They fix it, and it actually winds up looking better afterwards than it did in the beginning. So,
There really wasn't a lot of rain this year, right?
No.
I know last year or a couple years ago it was in really bad shape.
Mud puddles everywhere. One of the other parts of this deal is that they raised the attendance cap from 100,000 people a day to 115,000 people a day. So that means that Lollapalooza will be able to bring in more people than they had in the past. More money, not only for Lollapalooza and all the companies that run it, but also for the city and the Park District as well. I know it's inconvenient for some people for 4 days, but it sure does bring in a lot of money for the city. So August 2023, I'll be back out there crowd surfing with the kids.
Oh, that's fun. I have never been, and I feel really lame that I haven't.
You should go. You're such a rock and roller. I can't believe that. You know what? It's the crowds,
it's
right?
It's too much all at once.
It's the crowds.
Yeah, it's overstimulating to me to have all that going on.
I got
to
say that I would have gone back for more because I would have liked to have seen some of the performers, but there's no way that I was going to deal with all that madness in the crowds and all that.
I know I'm probably too old to like Green Day, but I love Green Day.
I don't think you are.
Age is just something on your driver's license. That's right. It. I mean, really.
Yeah.
So
I've seen people way older than us out there.
Don't include me with you. I'm still younger than you.
I know. I'm trying to bring myself
yeah.
down.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Metal energy together.
Yeah, man. I don't see you out there crowd surfing.
Have you ever been out there, Joe?
No, Lala is not for me.
Yeah. I don't know. Someday.
I don't like crowds.
It's just there's too many. It's not like it's just a crowded place. That is like overwhelmingly crowded.
It's, yes, that's very true.
And you went early. You didn't hang out till the end of it.
No. I've learned that through the years, that it only gets worse as the day goes on. But, and now they're going to add, you know, now they're adding people that they're going to allow. And so it's going to get even more crowded.
Yeah.
I was talking about this yesterday on my show also, that something that I hadn't noticed before, clouds of people smoking weed on the streets, rampant.
Well,
rampant.
It's legal now.
During this whole thing. Well, we had some question about that, whether you are allowed to smoke weed in public places or not. We never really were unable we were able to uncover all of that, but I mean it's clearly much more available now, you know, this year than it has been. But it was rampant.
Yeah.
And also, what I found out yesterday, we were talking about this, and the phone lines blew up, and our text line blew up. We got nothing but potheads listening to my show on Sunday morning.
Well, excellent, Uncle Dean. That's perfect.
Far out, man.
Eating some Fritos, having, you know,
that's
some
right.
the only Mountain
radio,
Dew, and
only
listening
radio
to Dean.
Show that gives you munchies.
Right. Talking to Dean, his entertainment report. A lot of deaths out there.
Yeah, very busy weekend. Probably top of the list is Nichelle Nichols. If you don't know her by that name, you certainly know her as Star Trek's Lieutenant Uhura. She died of natural causes Saturday night, 89 years old. She originally is from the Chicago area.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Robbins, Illinois, South Suburban.
She is beautiful.
Robbins, gorgeous, inside and out. We had the pleasure of interviewing her a couple of times through the years, but she studied dance at Chicago Ballet Academy. She was discovered by Duke Ellington, jazz legend Duke Ellington, who took her out on tour. And, of course, she broke barriers as one of the first black women in major roles on primetime television. And that role on Star Trek led to the first interracial kiss.
She kissed Shat.
She kissed the Captain Kirk. On the Starship Enterprise.
I know. Captain Tiberius, what's his name? James Tiberius Kirk.
That's right. William Shatner released a statement last night saying, "I'm sorry to hear about the passing of Nichelle. She was a beautiful woman and played an admirable character that did so much for redefining social issues both in the U.S. and throughout the world." George Takei, who played... said, "I shall have more to say about the trailblazing, incomparable Nichelle Nichols, who shared the bridge with us as Lieutenant Uhura."
To the bridge, yes.
He said, "Today my heart is heavy, my eyes shining like the stars you now rest upon."
Oh,
my dearest friend.
He's so poetic.
He is. Dr. Mae Jemison, the former astronaut, first black woman to go to space, said she was inspired by Nichols to join NASA. She said, "As a little girl growing up on the south side of Chicago, I always knew I would go to space. And Lieutenant Uhura encouraged me to literally reach from the stars." Now, back in 2006, both Mae Jemison and Nichelle Nichols were on our WGN-TV morning news. And it was Mae who explained how the two had met.
"I actually went to a Star Trek convention to meet Nichelle in Florida while I was an astronaut. But the reason why is because Nichelle was instrumental in recruiting the first women and minority astronauts to NASA."
You're kidding.
Yes, under contract to NASA, I took off from my career for about a year and identified potential candidates for the astronaut program. And it was very exciting because people who had at first thought they would not do it because they didn't think NASA was serious, became convinced because I convinced them that I was here to do this.
Yeah, we've got the full interview posted up at WGNTV.com/Dean's List. But imagine how many people, you know, looking at Lieutenant Uhura, as little girls, women of color, people of color, and said, look at that. I can do that, too, you know, and inspired them. In fact, President Biden issued a statement this morning saying that she represented crossing barriers between people of every race, creed, and color. And he and Joe Biden extended their condolences. Now, one of the other showbiz deaths this weekend is the voice of Ursula from Disney's Little Mermaid. Pat Carroll was the actress's name. She appeared on so many sitcoms.
She was funny.
Really, really funny. So many sitcoms, variety shows, Make Room for Daddy, Mary Tyler Moore Show, The Love Boat, Designing Women. The list goes on and on. She died Saturday, 95 years old.
God bless her.
And also a very familiar voice in Chicago's history of rock and roll. Jimmy Sons, lead vocalist for The Shadows of Night, GLORIA, died of a stroke at the Alexian Brothers Hospice Residences in Elk Grove Village over the weekend. He lived in Rosemont. He and three of his high school buddies formed The Shadows of Night back in 1964. That song, Gloria, went to the number one spot a couple of years later, and they went to the top of the charts four more times after that. He was inducted into the Chicago Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005. Jimmy Sons, 75 years old.
Rock and peace, Jimmy.
Exactly correct.
Dean, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
See you tomorrow.
Yes, you will.